pshatim. Harei Yuam, the pasuk says, tispa lecho, count for yourself. So it means, svira tliva bezdin. It has to be a svira tali in bezdin, meaning it's tali in the day of the month. Like we know, on tes zayin benisin, that's when you start counting. Yotus, a Shabbos bereshis, a svirasa b'chol adam. But we cannot start counting from the first day of the week, from a Sunday, because the Sunday, the days of the week, that's given to everybody. So that's the pshat, how we know clearly the svira has to start on tes zayin benisin, and not on Sunday. Rav Yosi Yomer, Mimochros HaShabbos means Mimochros Yom Tov, means the day after Yom Tov, the second day of Pesach. That's when we start counting the Sefirah Seimer. You hold enough Samech Vav now. To'oimi, you're telling me, Mimochros Yom Tov, means the second day after Yom Tov. Or you know, maybe that's the way of Mimochros Shabbos Bereshis, maybe that means the first Sunday. As a matter, I tell you, V'chinema Mimochros HaShabbos, Shevetech HaPesach, there's the same Mimochros HaShabbos in the middle of Pesach, The Pesach does not say clearly Mimochros HaShabbos of Pesach. If we would have said Mimochros HaShabbos of Pesach, then you could tell me it means the first Sunday of Pesach. The Pesach only says Mimochros HaShabbos, so there are plenty of Shabbosim throughout the whole year. There are 52 Shabbosim, so we're not going to know which one it means. Say about the case of Shabbos, which Shabbos does it mean? So rather, that's just what to say. When the Pesach says to Mimochros HaShabbos, it does not mean Shabbos, but rather it means Yom Tov. So it means to say Mimochros HaYom Tov means to say the first day after Chag HaPesach, the second day of Pesach, that's the Mincha Soimer. For Yoyit, secondly, Nemr Shabbos Lamata v'Nemr Shabbos Lamala. It's a Shabbos by Shavuos and it's a Shabbos by Sefirah Soimer. Mal Halan Regel Tchilas Regel, Shavuos is the beginning of the Regel. Is Avkan Regel Tchilas Regel, here also means you start counting from the beginning of Pesach, meaning the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Aimer, Kosad Echrem, one Pesach says, Sheshesh Yomim, Teyochol Matzah, is to eat Matzah for 6 days. For Kosad Echrem, one Pesach says, Shivas Yomim, Matzah, is to eat Matzah for 7 days. Okay, so how do you have the two? So, Matzah, Shiat, Teyochol, Yochlo, Shiva, Min HaChodesh, Ateyochol, Yochlo, Shisha, Min HaChodesh. In other words, sometimes, you can have Chodesh, you don't have the old crop, you only have the New Year's crop. So when is it mutat it? Only from the second day of Pesach, that's when the yomim is brought. So that year you can only eat matzah for 6 days, not for 7 days. That's a raya that when does this, when is Sefirah Seimer, when is the Mincha Seimer brought? On the second day of Pesach. So for sure you can always eat matzah at least for 6 days. Miyoyim havi, and the Pesach says, Miyoyim havi yechem tisbru, that the day you bring it, you start counting. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yiktzor V'yovi, you should cut it down on the second day of Pesach and bring it. But V'yei Mitzayish Yirtza Yisper, whenever you want, you start counting even later. Talmudim, the Pesach says, Mehochel Chermesh Bakama Tochel Yisper. That means start counting it as soon as you start cutting it down. The same time you cut it down, that's when you're supposed to start counting the Sefirah Seimer. Rashi says, Tamloim Mehochel Chermesh means Mashma Liacha Ktsira. After you cut down the Yomer, you cut down the barley, the Koidim Havor, before you bring it the next day, is Tochel Yisro. That's when you start counting like we do. We start counting the Sefirah Seimer the night of the second day of Pesach. So Marius is from this Pasik, I Mehochel Chermesh Tochel Lispor, from this Pasik, Yochel I was thought to say, Yiktsor V'Yispor, and Echnami, you should cut it down in the beginning of the night. But you're supposed to start counting then. But the aim is to say, whenever you want, you can be makom the Mincha Seimer. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, no, miyayim haviyachem, that you have to bring it that day. Rashi says, demash mulei huchshro svir ele mishigia yayim havo, that day you have to bring it. That's the day you can start counting Sefirah Seimer, because that's the day you could bring it. So mash mulei the Mincha Seimer itself has to be brought on the second day of Pesach. Now, from this pasuk, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yiktzor, true, you should cut it down, the Yisper, you start counting, V'yava B'yayim, you should do everything B'yayim. Rashi says, maybe all three of them have to be done first by daytime. You have to wait till the day of Tes Zayin B'Nisan, and then make the Ksira, then make the Svira, then make the Avor. The Gemara says, no, Tam Lema, the pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosais Tamimas Tiyenu, that you have to count 7 weeks of Svira. is Amos say atamoitzi sheva shabbos atamimois. How are you going to have tamimois? How are you going to have 7 full weeks? Bizman shatamaschel limdois miberav. When you start counting miberav, you have to start counting at the beginning of the night. That's called tamimos. It's called you counted a full 49 days. If so, Yochel, I would have thought the same name, the Yiktzor, the Yovi, the Yispavalaylo, if so, do all three at night. The night of Tes Zayin Benisan, Moitzoi Yontev, Moitzoi Pesach, right then, make the Ktsira, make the Svira, and maybe bring the Korban also, bring the Minchadan also. Talmud Leima, this now, the Pasuk says, Miyoyim HaViyachem. It has to be done by daytime. There's a day to bring it. If so, okay, so how do you have all these halachas? Okay, so how's it all come out? That's so it's like this. Ktsira usvira balaylo. You have to cut the barley down and you have to count the svira same at night time right away. But we have vod b'yayim, when the axe to bring the mincha, that's first the next day. Now, Omar Rav Rava says, kulis lupircha, all the drushas we had before, how to learn out clearly, not like the Baisusim, to tell us that you start counting svira same from the second day of Pesach and not from Sunday, all the rise you had before really clears questions on. Bar mitati tanoi bas raisa, excluding only the last two tanoim, on those pshatim, there's no questions. Rashi says, and that's the viyoid, the Reb Yosi, and Reb Shimon ben Eloza. He explains why. Beim means beim matisa kamaisa, beim matisa bas raisa. Was brought down the first brisa and the second brisa. On those two, the last lo pircha. There's no pirchas. But all the rest of them, there's pirchas. Why? Maybe it means like Abaya the Psukim. The Omer Abaya says, the apostle that says, Shemishim Yoyim, the apostle that says, Sheva Shabbos says, how do you have this right to say that? It doesn't always start at the beginning of the week. It starts sometimes in the middle of the week. So what says, no, who says that's the Pshat? It could be like Abaye holds like we do Lamaisa, and when we count the Svira, there's a mitzvah to count both. There's a mitzvah to count every single day, and when you finish a week, you have to say, this is a week, and the second week, you stay count also the day, and then how many weeks it are. So there's a mitzvah to count both the days and the weeks. That's what the Pasuk says, Tisbro Chamishim Yoyim and Sheva Shabbosah. Now, even the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Mimai, who told you to be Yom Tov Rishon Koy, who says going on the first day of Pesach, maybe it's going on the last day of Pesach. So we have 2 Yom Tovim of Pesach, the first day and the seventh day. So maybe it's going on the seventh day. You have the Raya, Sfira Sem has to be the second day of Pesach. Now, the Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yudah, and the Seira, less Lopircha. Then there's no Kashis. Because even with the Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehudah, have I would have thought to say, Duma Chamishim Labar Mehanishisho. Maybe that's what the Pasuk always says, 50. Are you risking sometimes it's 56? So Pasuk means 50, excluding those 6. And the Pasuk only means 50 whenever you start counting the Yainar. Not from the beginning of Pesach, but whenever you start counting Labar from those Shisha, excluding those 6 days, so that wouldn't be good proof. And even the Yehuda ben Seira, Mimai de Biyom Tavrishin Goy, again, who says talking about the first day of Pesach? Dilma Neve Biyom Tavachim Goy, we're going on the last day of Pesach. So again, there's no proof. We have Yosi Nami, Chazan Le Pirch, Yosi also has to throw a question on what he said. For I know, therefore, the Kama, therefore he said the Yaid, therefore he said a second shot. So it says, Nemur Shabbos Lamata, Nemur Shabbos Lamala, that was the drush, it means the Tchila Sarega. Goof of what we said before, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Mitzvah Lemimni Yoinei, or Mitzvah Lemimni Shavuah, there's a mitzvah to count both by Sphere Sam like we do, we count the dead. No, but the more said though, but Rabbanan Dvei Rabashi, the Rabbanan Bar Rabashi also, Mani Yoyim Mani Shvuah, they also used to count the days and count the weeks. But Ameimar Mani Yoyim Yivle Mani Shvuah, Ameimar only counted the days and did not count the weeks. Omri said like this, Zeicha L'Mikdashu, that the week counts for your assignment today is only Midi Rabbanan, it's only a Zeicha for the way it used to be done in the base of Mikdash. Does he hold it's only when you actually bring the Korban Aymar, that's when you have to count. But today he holds his only midi rabbanan, therefore you only have to count the day and not the week. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So the nice we know it's a machlokes at a paskin, whether it's zman hazeh sfira sayma is the rice or only midi rabbanan. Therefore, the nice we do is we count both. We count the days and we count the weeks. Now the Mishnah says, Kitzaruhu v'nasnuhu bakupos. After they got finished cutting down the barley, when it was still in the stalk forms, then they put it into the big baskets. Have Yuli Azorah, they bring this basket into the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash. And over there, Hoyu Mahavavin Oisei Bor, used to like roast it in fire, used to roast the stalks in fire. Kedei Lekayim Bar Mitzvah Kolit, from Lekayim the Mitzvah of Koli. But the Pasuk says, Vim Tak V'michas Mu Hashem Obev Kolu Beish, it should be roasted in fire. This say, V'konim U'V'klichos Choyftin, means when it's still in the stalks. They used to beat up the stalks. That's called chayftin, they would hit it, I say. Kadesh lo yismayach, but they would use soft things, soft kanin, in order not to crush the barley itself, just to get the barley out of its stalks. Then, nosnu li'avuf, they put it into this big kli called the yavuf, and in that, the yavuf hoya menukav, this avuf used to have holes around it, kadesh or sholot pekulay, that they would roast it in this avuf. They were not roasted in the stalks, again, according to Chachamim. They would hit it with these soft reeds to get it out of its stalks, and they would roast it just the barley itself. Then shotchu biyazor, if they got finished roasting it, then they would like throw it out, spread it out in the azaro, v'aruach v'nashavas boy, and the wind would come like to blow on it to cool it off. Then osnu l'rechaim shogroises, they put it into the rechaim, into the grinder of groises that they used to use for big beans. They used to put this into that type of a grinder. The yoytziu m'menu isaron, after grinding it up plenty of times, then the form would have an isaron, one tenth of it would be fine barley flour. Shumanupa mishloshi esronapa, they used to sift it down in 13 different sifters. The yashar, what do they do with the leftover? Again, let's say they cut down 3 soyim. So 3 soyim is like an ephah. So all they need is just 1/10 of it. So 9/10, what do they do with the leftover 9/10? What do they do with that? The yashar, niftu, it was hegdish, but you had to be paid with now. And therefore, v'nechol ocholodim, anybody could eat it. And because after they redeemed it, anybody could eat it. But v'chayim v'chala, it's chayim v'chala, you take this dough now, you take this flour and you make it into a dough, so b'shal gilgul, now it's chulim, therefore it's chayim v'chala. But apart from in a maisres, because maisres is totally b'shal miruach, at that time it belonged to Hegdish, therefore it's part of in a maisres. Rabbi Akiva holds, mechayiv b'chala v'maisres, he holds, no, it's chayiv both in chala, this bali, and who are in a maisres also. Now we'll see in the Gemara why. The question is, why is the chayiv v'maisres out of the chur b'shas miruach? When it was finished, it belonged to Hegdish. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva holds that you're not magdish, only what you need. We're only magdish to chetchila, 1/10 of it. And the other 9/10 of pshat was never hegdish. Since it was never hegdish, therefore it's chayiv v'maisa. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan went like this. Ovuv, ze oviv. When the Pasuk says, oviv, Rashi says it means kleima reishis katsir. When the Pasuk says oviv, it means the first cutting down. It means the fresh growth. Kolodesh, then it says roasted in fire. Malama, come teach us, show Yisrael mahavavin oisadesh, that the way you're supposed to bring the Omer is you're supposed to first call Yisrael, you're supposed to roast it in fire. Kedei lakayim bar mitzvahs koli. These are words of Rabbi Meir that used to roast it when it was still in the stalks. Vachomer nechom to say no.